And right now, we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about a distasteful topic, and that is salmonella in beef. If you've heard stories about people who have consumed salmonella-tainted food products, you know it's not a pretty sight, and it's a problem we want to stay far away from. Right now, we're going to talk with Jessica Fu, who is a news reporter and producer for New Food Economy. Jessica, welcome to the show.
Hi, Barry. Happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for being on. Salmonella is an increasing problem. There are more reports and more issues around this than we've seen in the past. Why is this on the rise?
Well, currently, the situation is that the world's largest meat processor, their U.S. arm, JBS, has recalled an additional 5 million pounds of raw beef products. That's in addition to nearly 7 million pounds of product that were recalled back in October. So it's the same recall, but it's been expanded to include a lot more products that were not included originally. There's a lot of things that can be causing an outbreak of this magnitude. It's currently under investigation, so there's no definitive answer as to why yet, but there's a lot of speculation and reporting from my colleagues as well that it could be linked to sick dairy cows, which are often turned into ground beef because it's usually cheaper to do so than to bring them back to health.
Mm. So the cows are carrying the salmonella bacteria, and as I understand from your story, it's not considered to be a problem because the meat resulting from the cow, even if it has salmonella, will be sort of disinfected in the cooking process?
That's correct. So about 3.7% of ground beef tested at large plants has been detected for salmonella. However, that number can rise in cases where factories aren't sanitized properly or if there's a significant number of infected dairy cows that have been culled or turned into ground beef at those facilities.
Hmm.
According to the Federal Meat Inspection Act, salmonella isn't considered an adulterant. So the reasoning is that because it can be killed by consumers in their kitchens, it's okay to sell it in the grocery store.
Is that the same basically as chicken? Because we are always being cautioned about how we handle raw chicken because of the presence of the salmonella.
Yeah, it's very similar. However, the reason why beef has salmonella outbreaks in beef are relatively rare, especially compared to chicken, is because ground beef is mostly sold without its skin, whereas chicken is sold with skin, and animals carry salmonella bacteria on their hides.
Mm-hmm. I got it. So this is different because, how is that cross-contamination happening then? Somewhere in the processing?
Well, Like I mentioned earlier, it's technically still under investigation.
Yeah, okay.
So
sorry.
We're not sure. There's no definitive reasoning out yet.
Mm-hmm.
But Salmonella Newport is commonly associated with dairy cows.
Yeah.
And one theory that my colleague Joe Fassler reported on is that near the Tolson plant where the salmonella outbreak is linked, there are a lot of dairy cows, and when dairy cows produce less output because of illnesses like salmonella,
mm-hmm.
the cost-effective thing to do is usually to sell them to a slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
So there's a possible connection there.
So crazy idea, I guess, but rely on the idea that government systems that have been set up to protect the food supply will protect us from this kind of outbreak, this kind of danger. What's happening? Is this FDA, USDA? Who's in charge and what are they doing?
The USDA is in charge of inspecting slaughterhouses and packing houses. It's the Food Safety and Inspection Service that oversees the meat packing and meat processing. Reporting has come out from Arizona that the USDA's Food Safety Inspection Service knew about was concerned about animal welfare practices at the impacted facility as early as July 2017, and there were concerns that these practices could be harmful to consumer health. So this is not something that is a complete surprise, but it was no action was taken in 2017.
So let's move to the question of what we can do to protect ourselves. If you are, right at the moment, ground beef not sounding really appetizing here at this part of the morning to me, but supposing we want to continue to consume the products, are we talking about ground beef only would be perhaps my first question, or does this include other cuts of beef?
So it's mostly ground beef products, but you can find the full list of brands and products associated with the outbreak on the USDA's website. Mm-hmm. So they have a complete listing with images as well of the kind of labels that you should be on the lookout for. It's a great reference point if you have beef that you're not sure about in your freezer or in your fridge. That's the best place to consult mm-hmm. whether or not you should throw it out. Mm-hmm. If you do find it in your freezer, by any chance, the USDA does recommend throwing that meat out. And for all other ground beef products, the USDA recommends cooking it to at least 160 degrees to kill any possible salmonella.
Yeah. And here we get into the whole conversation about, the rare burger. You know, I like my burger rare, but we have to, yeah. Actually, sir, we'd rather, make sure that you don't die from it. This seems like a solvable problem to me.
I would agree with you, Barry. The example that I would bring up is the issue of E. coli. E. coli is also a foodborne illness, but it is considered an adulterant, and it's illegal to sell meat that has E. coli. The E. coli and salmonella have very different public health histories, and that's just linked to how E. coli is governed, and that's a decision that the lawmakers make. So it's something that isn't. Salmonella isn't something that is banned from being sold to consumers, but it could be.
It seems like there's a little bit of an overlap here between E. coli, which we were just talking with a guest about maybe a week ago, and this issue, in that there is a continuing problem with bacteria becoming resistant to the antibiotics that have been used to get rid of them in the past. Is that part of this issue?
In this specific case, it is. This particular strain of salmonella is called Salmonella Newport, and although many types of salmonella can be treated with antibiotics, previous outbreaks of Salmonella Newport have shown to be drug resistant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there we have another little thread of a problem to track back. You know how we got into that. Giving domestic animals the food supply too many antibiotics leads to its own set of problems.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Salmonella can cause symptoms like fever, diarrhea, and fever and pain. And usually, without treatment, most people can heal on their own within 5 to 7 days. But there's a lot of people who may be young or elderly or have compromised immune systems.
Sure.
And that's when it becomes a more serious issue.
Yeah, for sure. We've been talking here with Jessica Fu from New Food Economy about this latest expanded recall of beef products. And again, as you said, on the USDA website, you can find the list of specific product names and items that are in that recall. So if you think, I froze some ground beef back in July, you might want to go take a check, right?
Absolutely. There's some generic labels. There's some ground beef products that are marked with the Kroger brand. Some are private selection, but the list is very long, and you should definitely do due diligence and figure out if there's any lingering in your fridge.
Outstanding. Excellent work on your part to bring this to our attention. Thank you for being our guest on the show today. I hope we can talk again down the road.
Thanks so much, Bear. Happy to be here.
You too. Take care now. Bye-bye.